Contrapunctus 1. Poetry is no reduction of poverty, and a mile of air is not worth longer than a mile of food. Internationalist parliaments chew up always articles and aggression by radio mic. Inclusion and exclusion are scholastic strategies, and poverty of aspiration insoluble in artifice, talk of justice, or by side interference on the dictaphone record. This reduction of miles of transmission is an illusion of the artichoke lines, trammelling dirt into a happy perspective, loaned domestic vegetable names by cosmopolitan federated bloom subsidies and rotten home form, match funds, superstatic glory scattering loam to take the rap. Visions of the source of ill health, taped all through the mediocre flight for reportage and stock price fixing, trading places at another court despite the frequent veto privileging, club and track enclosures smart with wages against its being worth recording whether or not there is a recorder in the tribunal of tulip mania, checking receipts at briefcase handovers, lowering flags on hostage exchange, voice whether or not there is any voice going on in all the palaver about good eating, e.g. if free school meals mean good eating, or if the plump will only remember there's always good eating at a House of Representatives. Surprising that these houses stay together, represent all my school friends and their families, representing a relatively varied domestic scene, not representing very well, not representing the enormous failure of resolution in this matter now, or any of all other matters, each more durable and less resoluble than tinned food or hoax war. Bulldozed into voiceless ammunition, being like, by the way, is neither representative nor resolution. Being liked, by the way, is not house, unless for sin there's some kind of tax, and guilt should be felt in both houses as fuzz clinging to the feet all over the floor, be born, schult, be guilt in another zin, as we fly to the sun and the golden beaches in tax, scene K, none of this would be good eating nor representative voice.